live and local,
across the city
and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Alex Elbrook.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
It's just coming up to 3:30, and it's time to talk to the creator of Lock Jam, Andrea Cockerton. Good afternoon, Andrea.
Hi, Alex.
Oh, lovely to hear from you. Now, Lock Jam you've just invented this, shall we say. It's a series of online gigs streamed live and straight into your living room. Can you just tell us a little bit about it?
Absolutely. Well, it's exactly as you've described it, actually. The whole concept is that while we're all on lockdown, we can't get out to see live music. And kind of gigs are such a kind of happy-making thing that what I've been thinking we've managed to create is a way of bringing a very nearly live and partially live gig straight into the living rooms of people across the world via the internet. We did the first two Lock Jam shows on Wednesday night at 7 and 9 o'clock, and it's going to happen every Wednesday from now on.
And how do people get involved in this then?
So what you need to do, probably the easiest sort of website to go to is thelockjam.com, and on there you'll find links to the shows as they come up. And we're basically using a platform a bit like Zoom, but one that's actually much, much, much better for high quality audio and video, called Crowdcast. So it's like that. You go to the website, you see the link for the gigs, you click on the link, and you sign up, and Bob's your uncle.
And tell me a little bit about how the gig works. What musicians are involved, and how does that actually work to bring it like a live experience?
Sure. So we've got two house bands, and in each of those there's a drummer, a bass guitarist, an electric guitarist, and then a sax player, and sometimes a backing vocalist as well as keyboard and lead vocals, which is me. So what we're doing is, currently there's no technology that would allows any band anywhere to be in different locations, each of those musicians, and stream together a gig. It's just not good enough, the technology that's out there. So what we've done is we are doing a cascading recording schedule in the week before each gig. So there's a few steps. I lay down a basic track and I send that to the drummer. He then adds the drums, and we send the drums and the basic track to the bass guitarist. He then adds his, and then we send those three tracks to the next musician, and so on and so forth. And while the guys are doing those recordings, it's important that they're actually doing it in one take. So it's a 45, 50 minute gig. They do it from start to finish without stopping, and they film themselves at the same time. So the final sound files get mastered by Matty Moon, and the video files get edited by me. And then I pack all of that together using some really cool gaming technology. And then I press play while singing and playing the keyboard live over it, and talking to the audience using the Crowdcast platform.
So if you join up, you can interact with you during a live performance then as well.
Yeah, so what you have on the screen is a video, which I'm switching real time between videos of me and videos of the band. So that changes all the time. And then there's a bit like Facebook chat. There's a kind of chat stream where everybody that is there can say hello. And you can, at one Crowdcast I've been on, people have asked, where's everybody from? And there have been people from Spain, from San Francisco, people from Italy. So it's really quite cool because you can see people who've tuned in from anywhere in the world, and you can contribute to that. But you can also obviously just have sing, just do what you would at a normal gig. You can turn the music up loud, you can sing, dance along, you can read a book if you want to, you can cook your dinner, but it is this kind of live, energetic, full-on 50 minutes that will lift your spirits wherever you are.
And I believe you've got the lyrics as well for people, even if they aren't sure and they want to actually be more precise about it, they can actually sing along as well.
Yeah, I think the best way to think about it is like a bit of a wedding party. So, you know, you go to a decent wedding bash and there'll be a great DJ playing tracks that will cross a variety of genres. So there'll be something in there for everybody. And you may or may not know the lyrics, but we had a slight hitch with it this week, but we should have fixed it by next week. There'll be the lyrics along the bottom of the screen, so if you want to sing along, you can, and that's also useful you know, just to kind of keep everybody involved.
What was I going to say?
Should I tell you about why?
Yes, that was what I was going to say. How did you invent it and why did you invent it? So that's the two things I was going to ask.
They're really closely linked. So I've worked in the music industry for 10 years and over the years have worked with some incredible musicians, most of whom are freelance. So they take different jobs and with different projects. And with the virus that we're all now having to deal with, they've lost most, if not all, of their work. And about 3 weeks ago, I woke up sleepless, worrying about it, basically, and was thinking, what can I do? And, you know, realising that we couldn't do a gig in real time, I was thinking, is there any way that we can create something that is very nearly live, but really high quality, and that gives my guys some work? So I kind of cooked up this concept and spoke to all the different musicians that I knew that I thought would be up for it the next day, and they all were, which is great. But then I realised that there was actually more that we could do, that as well as giving those musicians like a paid gig, that if we get enough people tuning in, that we could actually raise quite a significant amount of money. And it's quite handy in that about 7 or 8 years ago, I launched a music foundation called DeSoco. And DeSoco has been active in Cambridgeshire for 7 years now. And it basically gives out grants to musicians and people doing projects with music that help people in need. So in a nutshell, I realised in the middle of the night that not only could we potentially do some gigs to get the musicians paid, but if we got enough people coming along, then we could actually raise a pot of money that DeSoco, the charitable foundation, could give out to other musicians that have lost their income. And for me, that was where it was like, oh, okay, this is, you know, this could really actually be something.
That sounds amazing. Now, you mentioned there about paying. How do people pay, and what should they be paying, or how do they go about that?
Yeah. Okay, so what we did for the first week was we charged £6 a ticket, which worked fine, but I think we all felt a little bit uncomfortable that it might be excluding some people, and also that if people wanted to give more, they, you know, they couldn't. So what we're going to do for this week is it's going to be a pay what you think it's worth. So if you click on the link for the gig, you just basically sign up, and at that stage I think you can sign up for free, or you can choose to give something at that stage, but you may not want to, that's fine. And then you come along to the gig, and during the gig we'll say, does anybody want to kind of basically pay what they think it's worth? So you can do that. So you can sign up for free is the important thing, and we hope that you'll enjoy it, and we hope that you'll tell your mates. We've already had photos of families basically dancing around having a great time. We've had other musicians who've sent in clips of them playing some of the songs we covered, and you know, it's to bring everybody in, and it does feel really connected. I think that's
it. Sounds very interactive as well.
It feels lovely.
So can you just tell me, you said there's one at 7 and one at 9 o'clock. Are they the same gigs, or how are they going to be differentiated?
We are pitching them slightly differently because I'm performing live. It's a little bit risky and things can go wrong. And the 7 o'clock we're kind of saying is family friendly. So if you've got young kids, probably sort of beneath the age of 13, that's probably the best one for them. For the 9 o'clock show, I may well have a glass or two of beer alongside what I'm doing. And I think it's just probably going to be a bit more raucous, and it certainly was last week. So it's probably going to be a bit more of the drunk wedding vibe than the just standard wedding vibe.
So kind of like the normal progression of a wedding then, from 7 till 9.
Pretty much, yeah.
and just a last thing, and there'll be different music at both of those, though, weren't there? So that people tune in for both if they fancied it.
They can, and actually that's exactly what happened last week, that quite a few people were at the first one. Just, you know, we were new, it was like, what's this all about? But they had a great time, and then they told their friends, and then more people came along to the second one. I think people have even talked about doing Zoom parties while they're watching this on Crowdcast. So, you know, we're all getting so good with technology. I think the world's your kind of...
And I guess you can get shout-outs for people, and you could get shout-outs for different people in different countries or different, you know, your family and friends, couldn't you, I guess?
Absolutely. And here's a new thing. So, Alex, we've been... The band, we all had a chat last night, and what we're also doing is saying, if there's anybody out there that was meant to be getting married and is now having to postpone their wedding, if they... obviously they know the date of when they were going to get married. If they had their sort of first dance track or a track that's special to them, they can get in touch and let us know, and we'll try our very best to sing it for them on the day that they were going to get married.
Oh, that's amazing. I think that sounds a lovely idea. There's been so many people, being sort of slightly put out. I know it's in the scheme of things, it's different, but I think we all need a bit of light in all the shade, don't we?
I think that's it. We need lightness. And do you know what? The best feedback I had this morning was from a friend who just dropped me a message. And she said that her boy said it was the best night they'd had in lockdown.
Oh, and how old are their boys? Are they little boys? Are they?
I think they're 10, 9 and 10.
Yeah, so it's appealing to everybody. Yeah,
it is. It's just we all need some lightness and love, and music just gets you out of where your head is and where your heart might be, and it does good things.
I think you mentioned that also it's worth trying to put it through your TV and speakers and have it on like as a kind of a big thing rather than just have it on your phone or something.
Absolutely. So the because all the audio has been, each of the musicians has recorded it on pretty cool kit, and then it goes to be edited and mastered by Matty Moon, our sound producer. And so the sound that's coming through this Crowdcast platform is very, very high quality. And I mean, it'll be fine through your PC or laptop or your tablet or your iPad. It won't really work that well on a phone, but on a TV or Bluetooth speakers or proper speakers, that's when you're going to get the real effect. Like a gig, you want it.
Yeah, so it's going to be really good. And you talked about Matty Moon. Now, he's produced quite a lot of big bands in Cambridge, hasn't he?
Yeah, and he's very active on as a producer. I think he did a lot of Lonely the Brave's early stuff. We've worked with him for a number of years, and he's brilliant, and he really is delivering incredible sounds with the brilliant work that the band is sending him. So it's definitely worth tuning in.
Yeah, it does sound like it's much better quality than just coming through Facebook and just being able to play whatever you can, which I know is a lot of people are limited by that because that's all you've got in
they
your house,
are.
Isn't it?
But I did quite a lot of research, and Crowdcast is a much more user friendly way of broadcasting something than Zoom, which is built for conferencing. Crowdcast is built for broadcasting, and they have two ways you can do it. One is like a basic webcam, and the other is with what's called an RTMP stream, which is very high quality. And the cool thing is that behind that you have to connect to that in a clever way. So we're using gaming software to make that happen. So gamers everywhere will know that the file sizes that they're working with are pretty high. So we're using something called OBS, which I believe stands for Open Broadcasting Software, and it's for gamers. But we're putting high quality audio and high quality band videos through that, and it's coming out the other end at Crowdcast in such incredible quality. It's such a good platform. I can't really recommend it highly enough.
That's really weird, because that's lots of you hear about local traders that are turning their businesses around and turning from corporate stuff to domestic businesses, delivering fruit and everything. Now you've turned the gaming stuff round to gigging, and this could be a whole new revolution then.
it's not for the faint-hearted. It took me quite a while to figure out how to do it. I'm not techie, but I'm not afraid of giving things a go. I have had to buy quite a lot of equipment, but then as a wannabe techie, I suppose I wasn't too unhappy about that.
Well, thank you very much, Andrew. That sounds brilliant. And so it's just a reminder, it's Wednesday nights at 7 or 9, but you can sign up before that and book your gig space, can't you?
Yeah, you can book your space at any point. You can do that easily by going to the website, which is thelockjam.com. Or if you're on Facebook, it's the same, Facebook and then The Lock Jam. And we'll be posting stuff there. And we'll also at some point be looking for people that might want to get involved and perform themselves. So we'll probably set up a competition at some point to do that.
Oh, that sounds exciting. And it's just sort of you set up for one household, don't you? So as many people are in your household can all watch it at the same time.
Yeah, exactly. So put it on a big TV and turn it up and have a great evening.
Lovely. That's brilliant. Thank you very much, Andrea. Take care.
Thanks, Alex. Cambridge 105 Radio.